Have been listening to a program broadcast entirely in the Mohawk language on CKUT. The Mohawk, or Ganyatgehaga, are the original people of the unceded traditional territory known as Montreal, or Chojaake. The Ganyatgehaga, or people of the Flint, have two communities close by, and they are working hard at revitalizing their language. This program is part of those efforts, and it originally aired in Ganasadage on RKR, reviving Ganasadage Radio.
Salut, ici Matt Track, vous écoutez CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if your child will receive the same vaccine as adults. The vaccine used for children younger than 12 years old contains a smaller amount of mRNA because children's immune systems respond better than those of adults. And even though they're given smaller doses, the vaccine is just as effective.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
What's up, what's up, what's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
We got them gold blunts, 24 karat gold blunts, huh? Them cold ain't for a whole month. Ballin' with my salary, get on my level. Don't even try to say hello. I see you shaky like jello. I'm using caution like yellow. Stay cool like flip side of pillows. I'm feeling this instrumental. It's hot like a tea. Low key is flossin' like dental. My flow will with your mental. Infectious, need you some dental. Virgo, bitch, I never settle. I am the queen, do you mean? Killing the scene, second to green. I got the ask about me. If you can't see, I said I'm the queen. Now you need to put this on the pedestal. You know how it cook. Got a demon edible.
Do you know that you got a 24 karat diamond? Put your name on it. Put your name on it. Do you know that you got a 24 karat diamond? Put your name on it. Put your name on it. Do you know that you got a 24 karat diamond? Put your name on it. Put your name on it. Do you know that you got a 24 karat diamond? Put your name on it. Put your name on it.
Benzo, make you wiggle the fanny pack. Got that jiggle though. Haiku gives me wet dreams. Them edibles are hash.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and we have a special guest that I've been trying to get on for a while on the show, and I'm really happy to have her here. She is a multidimensional energetic intuitive healer, teacher, and practitioner. The company that she owns, Shashu Universe, was created by Shashu through her Black Indigenous roots. And this is for the peace and spiritual growth of all Black people, because healing is for everyone. Her passion for her work is channeled through her art and design. Her vision includes jewelry design, art, and hairstyling. She's sought out for her calming, encouraging vibes, and has expanded to teaching and retreats. Shu's always got her eye out for the next inspiration and new ways to promote Black growth, inclusion, and betterment for all. Shashu, thank you so much for being here tonight. It's a pleasure to have you. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I'm really excited to have you on the show. We're obviously still in this so-called pandemic situation. Mm-hmm. I'm never sure when I'm talking to my guests, I'm never sure to say if we're in the middle of it, if we're at the end of it, or what.
I know.
But how are you doing in this pandemic? How has business been? How has life been for you?
Well, I have to say the first lockdown was a bit shocking because I was going hard.
Right.
I was behind the chair doing hair. I was doing hair for the social.
Mm-hmm.
And then going to behind the chair, same day, then going home to be a wife and mom.
Right.
And building my Reiki practice, which I've been a Reiki master since 2017. So trying to figure out where's my office going to be? Am I going to do Reiki here or there? So it was just distance Reiki at the time. But once we shut down, I think I slept for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Because I needed it.
Right.
I had overdone it. And my hormones were telling me so. My body was telling me so. And it pivoted to making jewelry. I couldn't stop being creative. I had a nice nest around me of wire and gems. And
okay.
I was going off.
Okay.
And there were many. I came up with an idea to do some group distance Reiki through Zoom.
Okay.
And invited one friend who invited more friends. We've been doing it for about 10, 11 months now. And it's all women of color. And we're there every 2 weeks doing that. And, you know, people are understanding Reiki. And through that, some people, after I became a Reiki teacher, decided to come and join my first class and my second class. So I'm really feeling blessed because I just keep adapting and pivoting for what's best for me.
Right.
Instead of trying to fit in to something else, which does not work.
Right.
It's too much resistance, you know?
It's interesting that you say that the first 3 weeks you just kind of shut down. So before the pandemic, you were basically hustling. You were like all over doing all the different things.
And this is my thing. I don't even want to use that word anymore.
Okay.
Hustle.
Okay.
Like, I'm done hustling.
Right.
It needs to be, am I aligned with this?
Gotcha.
Are we aligned? Frequency-wise, energetically, okay. Is this aligned? How do I feel physically about this proposition?
Okay.
You know, you asked a while ago, do you want to do this show? And I was like, nope. I didn't feel
Well, you didn't say no.
No, my body.
You were very.
You don't want to go up in there. You know what I mean?
You just skillfully.
I had some better words for you.
Yeah.
But my body was like, you're not ready.
Right.
And so I think I just needed to go within for a bit, kind of hermit for a while and get to know what I'm about.
Yeah.
Instead of providing services for others, what am I into?
Yeah.
How do I want to show up some more? You know, being home with my family made me want to, I made a few more promises and guarantees. I want to be here for my family in a different way,
mm-hmm.
you know, physically,
yeah.
energetically. I don't think they would have gotten through this pandemic without me being home.
Gotcha.
And they would come downstairs and stare at me. Whoa, you're home. Yeah, I'm home. You know, because that was crazy. Mom's doing hair. As right. we know, black hair doesn't sleep.
No, and it's not done in 2 seconds either.
At all.
No.
I've worked in multicultural hair salons, and I'm the last one there. I'm the first one there. I'm the last one there.
First one in, last one out.
You work hard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I work hard, but, you know, you could get into this black hair too if you want, you know?
Yeah.
But I probably look daunting to others, but... Yeah, I've just been checking in with myself to see if, as I pivot, does it feel right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And reminding myself that it doesn't have to look like someone else's journey. Because that's the hardest thing
Was it the pandemic that actually made you pivot? Or was there some other kind of moment that had you going, okay, I need to reevaluate how I'm spending my energy?
The pandemic made me sit down.
Right.
It made me sit still for more than 15 minutes here or 15 minutes there or, you know, an hour here or an hour there. I would put time aside every day for myself, but mm-hmm. self-care has shifted in a major way.
Gotcha.
And so that has revealed new things. I think the pandemic revealed new ways of self-care because before I'm in beauty, right?
Yeah.
So my hair's done, my nails done, I'm good.
Yeah.
Self-care, you know?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, now I'm like, did I have a salt soak? Did I meditate? Did I smudge myself? Did I, you know, drink water? Did I take a break, a mask break between clients? You know, there's so many things I need to do energetically, recharge before the next client comes. Clean. Because now with COVID, you're spraying everything down.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I find the pandemic brought out the truth of things for me.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought physically and energetically I could show up in every way to every person.
Yeah.
And now I have to be brutally honest.
Yeah.
With myself first, which was hardest, right? You say yes to this person knowing full well you don't want to go. You know what I mean?
Yes. I know about that vibe.
Yeah.
I know about that vibe. That like, I don't want to do this, but I really could use the extra cash vibe. Or
yeah.
I'm not really jiving with this person, but I'm going to do it because like I myself, mm-hmm. I'm a spoken word artist. And
exactly.
I used to do videography and I used to do a whole bunch of different artistic based stuff. And I would say mm-hmm. yes to almost everything. And then,
exactly,
you know, even doing weddings, like weddings is like,
and you know, weddings are hard.
Weddings are hard, but then, you know, you kind of like, okay, I can get 3-4K out of this. All right, let me milk it. And then, you know, the energy that you were sensing from before of like, don't do this.
For sure.
It was like, oh boy.
Yeah. You know? So that energy used to show up for me with jobs
mm-hmm.
by me saying, well, at least I don't have to see them every week. At least I don't have to see them every month.
Okay.
At least I don't have to see them every 6 weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost was relieved by the lockdown.
Okay.
Because some people couldn't be nasty or some people couldn't be mean, or I wasn't able to undersell myself in some way, shape, or form. Because, you know, even if you charge enough, sometimes you've overstepped your energetic bounds.
Yeah.
And you're like drained for days, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I find that became more important.
And there are some people who are willing to pay whatever price you set. So sometimes you think to yourself, okay, I'm going to set the most ridiculous price possible.
Yeah.
And this person is going to say no. And then they're like, oh, $500? Sure, here you go. And you're like,
what?
Oh my God, I have to do this.
Yeah.
And then for you, the money is that sweet, right?
Higher fee.
Yeah.
You're willing to be like, because I am like this, especially mm-hmm. with hair. Reiki has made it that way too, because it has to be a fair energy exchange. But with hair, and I ask younger hairstylists, how do you feel about what would make your husband pack you snacks and drop you off to that job?
Mm-hmm.
How much money?
Right.
And then you will show up like, who wants to get married today? You know, you've got a different energy when you're paid properly.
Yes.
You don't have to take the public transit to get to the job. You know what I mean? Yes. They've got money for an Uber.
Yeah.
There's coffee or tea ready for you and a muffin. You're like, oh my God, you think I'm human? This is going to be great.
Yeah.
You're more open to being able to do customer service, you know, the customer service part, and a really, really great creative job if there's a fair energy exchange, right?
That is interesting as well. That is interesting as well, because a lot of, and I find that this is a universal thing across young entrepreneurs, is that we want to work so much that we usually undersell ourselves, and then we end up resenting the work that we're doing because we're not. But then your solution is perfect. It's like, well, how much money do you want to earn that'll make you comfortable to go to work?
Yeah. I stopped using assistants for hair, and I signed up with an online scheduling service in 2012.
Okay.
And a lot of people gave me problems, especially the Black community.
Okay.
They didn't like not seeing a crowd of people around my chair.
Okay.
So they'd come in and be like, you're not busy. I'm like, I am. I have two hands and I'm with you. So this service better be done in an hour and a half. I'm going to give myself a break. You know, in that hour and a half while your color processes, I'm not going to do someone else because I rent this chair, you know. And it took a lot of adapting for them.
Right, but, because...
they appreciate it. They appreciate it now.
Because part of going to a salon is the socialization part, right? Like it's
especially for Black women here in Canada, especially. I can say as an American, the hair salon is the only spot I see Black people talking to each other. Wow. Outside of a, you know, we got dressed up and paid money and that's the DJ. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or a wedding or a funeral, of course. But I can say in my observance, that's the spot. Unless we're, you know, all in line and complaining because it's running late.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we're not talking to each other in the same yoga class. We're looking at each other like, I'm the Black girl. No, I'm the Black girl.
Okay? Right. Because there's less of a concentration of the community in different spaces.
True.
Whereas in the States, there's very well-defined Black communities, cities.
And generational legacy comes with that. I'm from Detroit. My family has a legacy there. My great-grandfather, one of the first Black doctors in Detroit, they then started some organizations that you need in order to move ahead in Detroit, you know?
Right.
And so I've only seen Black people doing for each other.
Right.
Networking amongst each other. You don't have to set one up. It's like, does anyone know a dry cleaner? I know a guy. And of course he's Black.
Right.
Of course. It's not an issue.
That's my experience because I grew up in Jamaica.
Yeah. You know, so of course you saw it.
When I came to Canada, I was born here, raised down there in Jamaica.
Still, it's a shock.
But it was a shock that like it's not normal to like see Black folks in everywhere that I go.
Yeah.
That's interesting. True. I've never really thought about it that way.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying it, and you can say that, you can attest to this too, because you're from here, but you're not from here.
Yeah.
And when you're Black, you're from here, but you're not from here, unless you are like seventh generation Black Canadian, Windsor, Chatham, London, you know, Nova Scotia, things like that.
Right.
And they have their own experience. I'm not discounting that. My stepfather's from those areas and that kind of legacy as well. But it's a different perspective than what we experience in Toronto or Montreal.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You had mentioned a word that is a service you provide, but we didn't get into it really.
Let's hear it. Which one?
There may be people out there that don't know what this word is, but you mentioned multiple times Reiki.
Yes.
What is Reiki?
Reiki is of Japanese descent, of Japanese origin.
Mm-hmm.
A man who was Buddhist at the time named Mikao Sui. He wanted to understand. He became an energy healer at 4.
Okay.
This is in the early 20s. Yes.
1920s.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he wanted to, he started at age 4 in that arena.
Okay.
And at the time, to be an energy healer, you had to build up your energy in order to heal someone energetically, and then you'd be drained.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be depleted for weeks, months, days, right?
Okay.
So, of course, like everyone's story, he went to a mountaintop. He probably fasted.
Okay.
And then he got the answers. He got a download, like everyone else. And so what he came back down and had a new understanding of, we can be channels of this universal life force energy. That's what Reiki means.
Mm-hmm.
And be activated and attuned by another Reiki master through our palm chakras.
Okay.
And do healing of the hands.
Okay.
Energetic file of your energetic body.
Right.
And there's an understanding that spiritual dis-ease is physical dis-ease.
Absolutely.
They directly correlate. Grief shows up in the body in certain ways. You didn't speak to your boss. It's a certain lumbar, you know, a certain vertebra in your back.
Right.
You didn't speak to your boss. Speak up to for yourself 2 months ago. Now your knee rollbacks are set.
Right.
Right. So me trying not to be the person over your body going, mm-hmm.
Like, I know what you did there.
Mm-hmm. I told you. I'm here to facilitate the person doing their own energetic healing. I'm literally just a conduit for the energy.
Right.
Because, or a channel for the energy.
Because we as individuals have the capacity to heal ourselves.
Exactly.
Through all kinds of things, but also
a beautiful thing to witness.
Mm.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's an amazing thing to witness. And it's a gift to be able to not only facilitate, but stand with someone who's making that progress.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 It's truly an honor.
I'm loving this conversation because, like, you never, like, you think about it. Like, you think about things like the placebo that is used in science, right?
Yes.
And what is a placebo? It's basically a sugar pill. It's like a doctor saying, hey, take this pill and you'll feel better. And
mm-hmm.
what it is that they're giving you something that actually does nothing for your system and then tricking your mind, your body, your spirit to mm-hmm. heal itself.
That's right.
And basically with Reiki, what you're doing is you're encouraging... What I understand is that you're encouraging the person through energy work to heal their own body.
Exactly. So what they've done is by the time they've said, they've asked, because they have to ask. Okay. Otherwise, it's psychic attack, right?
Right.
You didn't ask for nothing. Unless I'm sending it to
Wait,
Paris.
What do you mean?
You know, Paris is burning.
Okay.
The city.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a map. I want to put a rose quartz on Paris because I want it to heal fast. I want the people to not be in peril for too long. I'm sending Reiki to Paris energetically. It's the original social distancing energy healing Reiki is.
Well, I can send it
to anywhere on the planet. Anytime in the past, in the future.
Okay.
You can heal karma.
Okay.
You can heal family things. Yeah, all kinds of things. Because you'll come out healed in that you have a new understanding of that person's perspective. And then there's compassion and love there. But also, that's another tangent. You're like, wait. What we were saying before about Reiki, I think, was that... Now I forget how Reiki works. I think that's what you're asking, right?
Right. Well, I was asking what is the Reiki? What is it?
So we were getting into how it starts. So when the person has asked for Reiki, say mm-hmm. someone in Dubai has asked me for Reiki on Instagram.
Right.
I put them, I say, no problem. Let me know your name. And then I can send Reiki to him in that minute.
Right.
But they've set the intention and they've already said, I've got a headache and I just want to go to sleep. They've already set the intention to the universe and the energy that they want this to clear.
Right.
And so they're open to what the universe has for them to help that clear.
Right.
This is a free will space, this planet.
Right.
And so you can have angels and guides and all kinds of deities, but they can't do anything without your permission.
Ooh.
So you ask,
mm-hmm.
like I can ask for like when I said, okay, I'm ready to take Reiki, because I felt surrounded. They were everywhere in my life. My mom became a Reiki master. And then I met her friends. I was like, holy crap, anyone I like is turning up a Reiki practitioner.
Right.
I said, you know, I told the universe that I wanted it easy, effortless, affordable, and nearby.
Right.
And it was easy.
Effortless.
It was with a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. She was around the corner. It was, you know, I could go to her house on a Sunday. Oh, look at that. I'm not doing hair. 8 hours and I'm done. You know, it's this much. And the teacher even told me, now that you've paid or now that you've registered, the money will show up.
Right.
And it sure did, the exact amount. You know, there was an email transfer for something. And so, you know, that's how the universe works. We now, a lot of us have that understanding, but I can tell you when I started, it was like, okay, you're crazy.
Yeah.
No, you're just lucky, you know, or you're a witch, one or the other, right? But
and all of them could be true, right?
True. Like, say someone wants to set the intention that they want a burden lifted. Right. And then they reach out to me and I say, I have Monday available at 10:30 a.m. Make sure you bring water, wear some socks, and no substances for 24 hours. So no smoking, no drinking, you know, things that can alter, because the Reiki will. I practice two styles of Reiki, but when I'm done, a lot of people are sober.
Right.
Because they've also asked, I want this cleared.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is this? Or they've got questions. How come my friends aren't true to me? Well, they find out that their friends are around because they drink. They're only drinking friends.
Right.
You know, or whatever. After
so the
a session,
person has,
you realize
has
that.
Clarity afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, the things that aren't working for you, because you asked for those things to clear, they literally clear. So that toxic friend is like, I don't think I want to be around you anymore. And you got some incense in your hand. You're like, oh, it's working.
I saw that.
Oh,
maybe I saw it on your profile or someone else's profile, but you know, there's this meme of like someone coming in. Are you burning incense? And
yeah.
Like, yeah. It's like, oh, I don't like that. And then the person leaves and it's like, it's working.
Exactly. But that's how it works, right? And, you know, with Reiki, it's for the highest good of all.
Right.
So, you know, when I start Reiki, say, with a friend who's energetically taxing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because everyone's got one. If you're a healer, you've had one a long time. You're just trying to figure out how to navigate. And that person will say, oh, I don't want you to catch what I've got. And you know, you're now an empowered Reiki practitioner. You know, you've done your shadow work and stuff, and you're literally like, oh, do you have a cold? You're like, no. I'm like, well, I've done my stuff, so I can't catch anything from you.
Right.
And you're like, oh. It's like they wanted to give you something. And you're like, oh, interesting. Okay. Anyway, that's yours.
You keep that over there.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting how people do that. And they're like, oh, I can't catch anything from you unless I'm open to it, unless I've made an agreement to it, right?
Right.
If I haven't had my sleep, if I haven't meditated, if I haven't done what I need to do, self-Reiki every day.
Yeah.
I'm a much nicer person if I've done for me first, then something's overflowed and I've got something available for you, right?
Yes.
A much nicer coffee? Shoot. That's a nicer person, right? You know? But I find that people who feel like they're under attack haven't done anything for themselves in such a long time, it feels foreign.
Yeah.
So just Reiki, a lot of times, is the first step. Go ahead.
Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are speaking to Shashu Dawkins, who is a Reiki master teacher, a creator. She makes jewelry. She's also a hairstylist, an entrepreneur, Afro-Indigenous woman, just an amazing person. We're having amazing conversations so far. We do have to take a break, play some music, and also some ads. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
All that rebirth is gonna win. All the people that live in sin.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. It's still Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and my guest, speak properly, Kim, articulate, is Shashu Dawkins, who is a Reiki practitioner, Reiki master, also a teacher, is a hairstylist, my God, what don't you do? You create jewelry.
I'm not the best at swimming.
Pardon me?
But we have a conversation first, and then I get in. I'm not the best at swimming.
At swimming?
But we do talk first.
Okay. Before the break, we were talking a bit about Reiki. And my mind was just, during the break, I was telling you, like, my mind was just going, because so many, I love how things get explained to us. Like, you'll be living through a certain situation, and you'll be having these experiences, and maybe you don't understand it, maybe you understand it in the moment, but then to have it kind of explained by someone else who doesn't necessarily know what you're going through, but the clarity just kind of is mind-blowing. But before we get into more of that, I wanted to, because you drop so many little gems and little, like, top topics that we just kind of go over. In your bio, it says that you're an intuitive healer.
Yes.
Right? Which, if I can make an educated assumption, is why you gravitated towards Reiki.
Reiki, yes. One.
Okay.
Two, Reiki enhances that intuition. Right. You are then a channel, and you're using your intuition for a lot of things, not just the hand positions on the body or where to give more attention to. You feel it in your hands, but your clairs will develop as you practice Reiki.
Okay.
As in clairaudience, claircognizance, clairvoyance, all those lovely things.
Okay.
I've always been clairaudient, as in I can hear spirit.
Okay.
My intuition or my guides, my higher self, will kind of yell in my ear, she's lying, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, estheticians have this issue too. Hairdressers, the more we're in your auric field, the more we're having an understanding of what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
We can read in to what you're saying.
Okay.
We can hear that you're hurt, but you haven't said it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So we feel it a lot of times. So there's an intuition tied to that. So it has always come in handy for me with hair, especially with new clients. I can tap into my intuition and give them what they're looking for.
Right. Clear audience.
Yeah.
So that's audio. Like, how does one realize whether they're a clear audience, clairvoyance? What's the difference between them?
So, like, currently in the moment, I can't remember all the clairs.
Right.
Clairvoyance is something that's still developing in me. Mine works better when my eyes are closed. I see colors. I see images. If I'm looking into something, of course, I can see, like, say, something that's speckled marble. I can see faces.
Right.
You know, and I think that's just my creativity. Mm-hmm. Clairaudience has always been here in that spirit has always visited me. Say my great-grandmother passes, she's sitting at the foot of my bed and giving me a talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up in the morning and find out she passed.
Right.
Right? That'll be in my dream state, I see. And do that kind of work. That's me.
Yeah.
Clairaudience is I'm washing someone's hair and I'm like, I have to say this, or, you know, I'm going to have an issue in that I'm going to get dry in the throat, or there's a feeling in behind my belly button in that it's like, I got to say this now. Your gut is like, hurry up and say this. And you hear it,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like in that person's accent or anything. You just know if it's a woman or not. Mm-hmm. So this happened right before Reiki. And right before I started on that journey, I was washing a woman's hair and there were a couple of clients and I was doing hair in my basement, a couple of clients talking really loud. And I calmed them down. And I said, you know, they're on their way out, but they haven't left the building. So don't worry. Their hair is done.
Yeah.
Can you have a seat at the sink? So I get her draped, start to wash her hair. And I say, I have to stop right now because someone is saying it's okay to be happy. Hope that resonates with you.
Wow.
I need water now. And I ran back upstairs,
yeah,
had some water, and I was like, what was that? So I come back downstairs and she's still in the sink with her eyes wide open, which, as you know, to hairdressers, that's really creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
With her eyes, supposed to be relaxing.
Right.
And she didn't say anything. So I was hoping I didn't offend her. I didn't seem crazy to her. Mm. I did her hair. And the next time she came, 4 weeks later, I think 4 to 6 weeks later, she confirmed that she was pregnant and she had a conversation with her mother who had just passed in the car. So she said out loud to herself in the car, that's what she thought was her mom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just give me an indication that it's okay for me to be happy about this pregnancy.
Wow.
She already had like a 12-year-old son and she started a new relationship and found out she was pregnant. But how can you be very happy if you just lost your mom? You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Yes.
And so she had told herself or told her mom in her own car by herself, please give me an indication or a sign that it's okay to be happy. I'm getting chills on the left side, which lets me know that's ancestor and energy. But she confirmed 6 weeks later that not only was she pregnant, and the reason why her eyes were wide open was because she asked her mom that. And there's no way I could have known. And because I was like, I felt weird because there was all that action going on in my basement.
Right.
You know, two other people talking about something that got them excited,
yeah,
you know? And I'm trying to get her started on time and get people out on time, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, she thinks I'm crazy. She's never coming back.
Right.
You know what I mean? She came back and was like, not only were you right, but I had a conversation with my mother. And that the reason why I had my eyes wide open was because how could Shashu have known that? I was like,
I'm getting the goosebumps. Like, I'm just like, whoa.
Exactly. So from that moment or that incident, I started writing in what I call a book of shadows or my journal.
Yeah.
And indicating the physical cues I get when spirit's showing me something,
mm-hmm,
to confirm. So left side, ancestors, my team. Right side, someone else's or another entity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Warm fuzzies, you know, that's always a good thing. Obviously,
yeah,
chills all through your spine. You're like, this isn't good, you know?
Right. Okay.
I tell my daughter, who's 14, butterflies in the stomach means you have the runs. Just run.
It right.
Doesn't mean love, okay?
Okay.
You know? Yeah, certain things, you know, I'll ask. My mother can see the aura color of a baby that's unborn.
Okay.
She knows if that baby has karma or not. You know, if that baby's coming in with no karma, she can see that. I ask.
Yeah.
You know, because the person's asking me, I don't see the color. Because I've said already a few times, no, I'm not ready. You know, because spirit will say, you ready? No. No. You know, I've got to concentrate on this. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready. But yeah, those kinds of indications are what
I'm feeling all of the things right now. Wow. So this question, like I've constantly had this kind of, especially during this pandemic, right? Like energy. I think that the energy level of, well, I can't speak to the world, but my energy level has been, the vibrational frequency is really like echoing because there's a lot of isolation. Yeah. There's a lot of time to self. You know, and one thing that I've always had personally over many, many years is like that voice that you say, that thing that just says something, and you like,
mm-hmm,
since you said that you're more in the audio of clear audience, that means you hear and you speak.
Yeah.
Right.
And that comes in with kids especially, so mm-hmm, they look at me like, you can confirm for me, right? I'm not crazy. I heard this. I'm like, no, I did too. Let's mm-hmm go deal with that, you know, me and I help empower children for their own space. You know what I mean? In their room. They're like, I'm having nightmares. Somebody's talking. You know what I mean? But you were saying?
Yeah. I think movies kind of distort how reality is so much. Like when you're thinking about people communicating with each other, you think about like Professor X and the X-Men and how clear it sounds.
And he does this with his hand, you know,
and that's not necessarily the case. That's not necessarily how.
Not for most people.
Right.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And then like what is intuition versus paranoia because of social upbringing. Like, for example, don't go down a dark alley. You know, that's like a normal thing, but where does your intuition begin or end? Mm-hmm. And like social teaching castles. So my question is, how do you know when to trust your intuition and that it is your intuition that is speaking to you?
Yeah, I would say for me, it's practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's also knowing, like not knowing, but you know, you kind of every few years give yourself a little life review.
Right.
I know women do. I'm not a man, but women do. By the time I'm 30, I better be. And we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. I seem to go back to Joshua 17. Joshua 27, Joshua 37. Now I can say Joshua 47.
Okay.
I turned 48 on the 20th. But it's, you know, that checking in. Oh, I've always done this. Oh, it manifested like that. Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, yeah. They said I was really sensitive. That's not a bad thing. It's a gift. You know, the checking in. And it is a muscle you must train. You must work with daily. You must test, you must confirm for yourself.
Mm.
Right? We're not Teresa Caputo. Not everyone is.
Who's Teresa Caputo?
So, you know, from Long Island Medium.
Okay.
She just walks up to people and says, you know, your aunt has a message, you know?
Right. Ah. No.
No. You know, and I think that's, it's not all like that. And TV has messed with us with that. You know, just like in another topic with tattoos, mm-hmm. I have big tattoos, but people think that it was done in 24 hours,
right?
You know, in one sitting. Girl,
no.
We'd all have fainted by then, but it's, you know, TV shows that let you think that one, everything must be this. It must have been a short amount of time, not knowing. And we know about TV and movies. They told them to put the exact same outfit back on and come back the next week or whatever.
Yeah.
But with intuition, the clairvoyance, clairaudience, for me, I needed to write things down and say them out loud for me to resonate with the tone of those things.
Okay.
Like someone who's wise and also a healer can tell me I'm a healer, you know, but I need to say I'm a healer because I might choke on the words.
Mm.
I might have a problem with it. Looking up the clairs again, like clairaudience. For me, it's my higher self chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a lot of people, your parents are the voice that you trust. So that's how it presents itself. Sometimes it's angels, but it usually is a voice you trust, right?
Yeah.
That's with clairaudience. There's also claircognizance, which I enjoy as well. I have that as well. And that's a knowing. I know
knowing deep in your like
knowing,
right?
You're like, I've been here before. I can't take her spirit, you know, or I can't, you know, I'm not going in there. There's a knowing, and it's in your gut, and your whole body is saying, I know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can test me later. I don't have any words for you right now, but let's go now. So that's clear cognizance, which I'm grateful to have.
I'm like,
but. practice.
I'm just like, why is all of this resonating with me right now?
Because I think we're all gifted.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form. I think a lot of us, especially in our community, we look at others like they're gifted or, you know, and now with the whole spiritual movement, everyone acts like they can't touch a crystal or pick it up or read about it or go into a rock store or something.
Mm-hmm.
You too can go to an energy healer, you know, check her out. See if she vibes with you. I think what works for me is the fact that I look like this, you know, and I have this energy. So I think what healing looked like before was Phoebe from Friends. And the black girl was like, I'll hold your purse, girl, but you go. Because I'm not feeling her, you know? And I think there's many of us.
Your parents saying, I'm not letting you go to that party because I had a dream last night.
My mother was that mother.
Right.
Literally.
And then lo and behold, you find out something went down at the party.
Got in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah.
So I do come from that as well. On both sides of my family, but no one was like, I'm a psychic and I get paid, or I, you know, no one was like that. But I think every family has that aunt that they check in with, or uncle that they check in with, or cousin. It's like, what do you think? And then, you know, I never liked him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we've all got gifts in those ways. And I think what used to be, you would have one. I think everyone's new gifts are coming online thanks to the pandemic. You know, it's not just social media doing that. I think everyone has realized, oh, I've got that. I do that. And I'm not crazy. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You know, and it's a good feeling to know. I mean, a lot of us were seen as crazy a few years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Very much so. Very much so. I'm like still trying to absorb it, but we got a radio show to do. So I have to like be present and not just be absorbing this information. We do have to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are speaking to Shashu Dawkins, and the conversation has been outstanding for me. I hope you're enjoying it. We do have to take a quick break. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
From above, the purest effect.
We're back. It is Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and my guest this evening is a Reiki master teacher, multidimensional, energetic, intuitive healer. All of the things, all of the good things. She has a passion for her work, and it's channeled through her art and design. She does jewelry design, hairstyling. She sought out for her calming and encouraging vibes, and she's able to get people to talk about themselves, because during the break I'm talking about myself and I'm realizing so many things. Shashu Dawkins, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to do this interview.
My pleasure.
Every once in a while, I'm sure you see me kind of like writing notes and stuff. And the thing is, like, you're saying so many things that, like, I'm like, okay, I want to talk about that. And you mentioned, what I thought was really interesting is that when you're sending Reiki energy, whatever, you have to get permission.
Totally.
So there has to be consent. Entirely. And you spoke of a psychic attack. If it's not, what is that? Like, what do you mean by
psychic attack? Happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Many cultures call it different things. We've got evil eye or malokia. Mm-hmm. It's also someone who doesn't wish you well.
Yeah.
You know, it can be a friend who doesn't want you to leave the area you're in because they draw from your energy. Mm. It can also mean, it can be negative in that this is a free will planet. If this person isn't ready for healing, who do you think you are trying to send some?
Right.
Maybe this is their path and we must honor it. You know, that's a very judgmental way of thinking this person needs healing. And I find newly awakened souls are always thinking everyone else needs to do something when they need to look within.
Right.
I notice newly awakened souls are always like, well, not enough people do this. I'm like, what does it matter to you?
Yeah.
You're here now, and that's awesome. Your world is going to change now because your surroundings change once you start looking within and start doing your healing practice.
Right.
You know?
And if you heal yourself, you'll attract the right folks towards you.
On the right time, the right day. It's always, you know, of course there's bad, but there isn't really bad when you see everything as just an experience, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or a vibe, you know, we were talking about how the pandemic has shown us what matches our frequency or our energy or what resonates. It's so clear and apparent now. But I think for people who just had an inkling of intuition or clairaudience or clairvoyance, they're realizing this farce about Halloween and the veil being thin just on Halloween. I think the veil is missing. It's gone.
It's gone.
And it was a veil. It was a piece of tulle.
Right.
Now it's obvious.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't have to agree with people anymore. I have to say in the last month or so, people have been like, no, I saw that. No, I'm going to call it what I think it is.
Call it a duck.
You can say what you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love that about us now. And, you know, we're all, that person's always surrounded by people who question everything, and they should. Everyone should. But this is a free will planet, and psychic attack happens to most of us through television, news. We're getting programming with color codes and, you know, preconceived notions of what you're supposed to be as a black man, what I'm supposed to be as a black woman, as an indigenous woman, or whatever, as a mom, as a wife. I've got to be this. I think those can be psychic attack. I feel like judgment, you know, can be that, you know. And I think that's got our anxiety up. But a lot of people, their anxiety is just manifested as they do feel and hear spirit.
Interesting.
I'm not writing off anxiety because this is a very chaotic time we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And many things I thought were anxiety in me, like I had a little leading up to this show, and I realized I had to check in. No, Shashu, that's stage fright.
Right.
You're about to be on display and talk about yourself. Are you ready for that? And I had some deep breathing and I said, yeah, I am. You know what I mean? And then I was fine. But like, is it fright or is it stage fright?
Right.
You know, I think practice is what we need. But yeah, psychic attack is evident when you are drained for no reason.
Right.
Energetically. You've been around somebody. You know, here's an example of light and dark.
Okay.
Let's start with that.
Let's do that.
When you walk into an empty cafe and you've talked to the barista and you guys are laughing and everything's good and there's an extra heart on your latte and they put extra cinnamon and cocoa or whatever. Mm-hmm. You go and have a seat and you get in and then you turn around and it's busy.
Mm-hmm.
That's your light. You drew that in.
Okay.
So you are the light and the warmth of that establishment.
Yeah.
They now have more sales because you came in. Because
right.
You asked them how they're doing. No one else did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So darkness can also be manifested as the person who's had a horrible day. They haven't done anything for themselves in weeks. And so now, what's so great about it, Kim?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Or they're calling you with all kinds of problems. You're looking at the phone wishing they would just call with a solution for once.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you've had a day too or whatever. And they don't mean to drain you. But after they vented and didn't ask your permission, because consent is everything.
Right.
You know, pandemic has also shown us to say, do you have the bandwidth for this?
Mm-hmm.
Before you say it.
Yeah.
You know? And vomit all over everybody.
Yes.
You could get a therapist too.
Yes.
You know, I'm your friend, not your therapist. You know, there's all those things, but those things can drain us. And so can be formed into psychic attack over time. I don't think people are out there trying to be evil, but you know, there are times when people are scared.
Mm-hmm.
They want what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's energetic. I need you. I get those texts. I thought we both were in our 40s. What do you need from me? What happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Forgetting I'm a wife, a mom. I need my self-care. And I'm trying to do my thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Them first. It's interesting because you could look within. You wouldn't think you needed me.
Yeah.
You can replenish your own energetic field. You can replenish your own energy. If you're honest with yourself, right?
Yeah.
But I find a lot of people think they need it from outside. And that's where psychic attack happens most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let me go find that friend that gives me all the vibes. Well, she needs hers. For the last 2 months, she's needed hers.
100.
Have you checked on her?
That is so interesting. The check-in is so interesting. And I wonder what the difference is. A friend of mine sent me, while I was at work, I work an overnight shift. A friend of mine sent mm-hmm. me this video of like it's a TikTok video. And the person says, who do you call when you're feeling down? Mm-hmm. And maybe a dozen men kind of did their own stitch to that video and they said in one variation or the other that nobody, because I'm a man, like that's like, who do I check in? Like I can. And one of them, I thought it was kind of like, oh yeah, that's right. One of them said, I can call somebody and like vent what I'm going through. I can do that. And it's so interesting right. because my friend sent me the video and then she asked, like, mm-hmm. Is this true? Like, are men like this?
Yeah.
And I did a bit of like, just some, you know, like a pause and it's, yeah. And I believe that in part because men are not taught how to deal with our emotions, the spectrum, we're taught to deal with happiness and we're taught to deal with anger for the most part. Everything else is like, suppress that. And it's like, because we're not taught to deal with it, and especially if someone's in tune with their emotions, it's like, it's huge. And people, well, for me, the women that I've been around, they can't handle it when, when, you know, I'm being my authentic self. And I don't know. So it's very interesting, this idea of consent, of knowing when to like provide that, ask for that space. Are you in a space where you can, you can hear that, you know? And sometimes
I've heard people who never could say that before say that lately. I'm like, you're asking me. Oh, wow. I'm turning around, like looking around, like, wow. And thank you for that. You
it's
know?
So interesting.
I think when you say men haven't been shown, you are absolutely right. And there's a disconnect between the generations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our son is 25, and I've seen a wide range of emotions with him, and he'll come to me and state them.
Right.
I'm so blessed that he has the words to back them up, because a lot of us don't have the words for how we're feeling. And as I find, as we have get older and experience more emotions and experiences,
mm-hmm.
they're layered.
Yeah.
My grandma, my gammy died. I'm sad, mad today.
Yeah.
I'm mad your gammy's still here. Mine's gone.
Right.
But I'm sad. And I'm proud that she taught me this, this, and this. And I feel her every day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's many layered. And I know that had to sound crazy to someone who isn't experiencing that. It's either this or this. It's either, like you said, angry or, you know, prideful or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think people who are emotionally in tune, energetically in tune, attract people who aren't, right?
Right.
We're here to teach, a lot of us.
Yeah.
We're teaching and we don't even know it.
Yeah.
By being an example.
Yeah.
Being your authentic self is, you know, not easy. It's being honest. You know, someone says, how are you? And instead of instantly saying fine, saying, you should have asked me yesterday. Mm. Or
if you wanted a positive response. Are you ready for my how are you? Yeah. Are you ready for the real thing? Like, do you really want to know? Or are you just being courteous?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're checking in with that even.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that person coming from with this? Are they just beating around the bush? Because a lot of times we're not even here for that.
Yeah. And pre-pandemic, most people would still be in the like, oh, I'm good. I'm all right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now I feel like people are becoming more honest about it. They're like, nah, bro, I'm going through all the stuff right now, bro.
Today.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I know, and, you know, and I don't know this personally about you, but I know this with a lot of people, and you're probably experiencing this. Social media has shown us, you see a photo of someone and they're doing a post, and that was a photo shoot that they staged, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you're literally like, she's lying right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's not feeling that right now.
And
she wishes, I can say personally, I wish I felt like her today.
Mm-hmm. And another interesting thing, and my mom kind of pointed this out to me a while back, and my father was a photographer, so this is something that I've observed. All you have to do is look into the eyes of the person in the picture to see the truth. Because you can't, on a photograph, you cannot hide. Like, you can put as much makeup as you want, put the lights as much as you want, but you look into the person's eyes and you can see what's really good. Like, are they really happy? Are they going through something? You can always tell by the eyes, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I do want to kind of shift gears a little bit because we didn't get to talk about this and time is like mercury slipping out of our fingers. You are an Afro-Indigenous, a Black Indigenous woman. And like, I've been wanting to get someone who is African, Indigenous, like that blend. I've wanted Indigenous. When we say Indigenous, we're talking about from North America, Canada, and the United States. Because we spoke about this before we started the show, but I don't want us to like not talk about this.
Right.
Like,
I
keep saying this, like,
because a lot of times we're not seen.
Yeah.
By many races or cultures of people, right?
Yeah.
Even though we were here first.
Severely
Africans
underrepresented. Yes.
For sure. And Africans were on the continent before Vikings before
Christopher Columbus.
My father's side is Muscogee Creek, Chickasaw, and Choctaw from the southeast. And not just freedmen rolls, which thank goodness they're open and everyone can start looking into their lineages. Thanks, Obama, for opening those. But there are Egyptian artifacts in the south. There are the reason why I wear cowrie shells and a feather in my hair, you know, a metal feather, but is because cowrie shells were part of, you know, trade.
Yeah.
And they were in the Creek lineage. People, you know, you found their artifacts and there were cowrie shells. So how were they here?
Yeah.
There's Creek chiefs before Columbus came that said, we must mix with the Africans. They have medicine in their blood.
Wow.
So we've been Afro-Indigenous since Afro-Indigenous. You know, and you can send in your DNA, and they may not know what this is because they're going by what is found common
in their database,
you know, present day. And understandably so, that's who you're going to draw from.
Yeah.
But there are many Black people all over North America who don't quite fully understand how Indigenous they are.
Yeah.
And you'll look, you know, I went to the orthodontist and I was born with a crossbite. I have an underbite and a slight overbite in the front. You can't see it. It's all under.
Right.
And the orthodontist stuck his finger in my mouth and pulled my cheek out and said to my mom, this only happens in Asian people. What is this? I thought you guys were Black. Wow. I was a teenager. And my mom said, well, she's Native American, so that's normal with them, right? He was like, oh, really? Really? You know, and he was stunned.
Yeah.
You know, and she'll get into the fact that many of us are born with this blue-green spot at the top of our bum.
Okay.
The lower back.
Okay.
The Mongolian spot.
Okay.
That's a clear cue that you're Native American. Of that, just, you know, of that region, especially, many of us had it. Underbites, and we have the same nose. We have, you know, we're lactose intolerant, a lot of us. Many things came up as I became older, you know.
Yeah.
My mom sent her DNA in a long time before it became popular, and she got a world map of the migration of her peoples.
Right.
And so one would come from, there were two coming from Africa. The rest were Japan, or sorry, the east of Africa into Asia, into Japan, North Pole into North America, into South America, which means native peoples, right?
Right.
My mom looks like a Puerto Rican woman, and I love her. But she's like, you're going to get an African name because we're Black.
Right.
But how African is she going to think she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your whole existence is Blackness. I was raised by Black nationalists, you know, and a church called Shrine of the Black Madonna. That's a whole nother show. Thank goodness I know who I am. But not being able to explore the indigenousness that I have was a detriment. And I'm glad I got to speak to my grandmother about it and have a recording of my great grandmother saying, we are the mound builders of Mississippi. Wow. We've been there thousands of years, you know, to have a recording of that, everything.
Yeah.
Do I need to send in my cheek saliva or whatever? No,
no,
I'm going to take their word. They know who they are.
Yeah.
Right. We are dark copper skinned. We have this nose, we have an underbite, and that's, the women are little and curvy and the men are tall and we have afros and, you know what I mean? You know, because you'll get Black people looking at you like, but your hair, you can't be. And white people saying, but your hair or whatever, your features, you can't be. You know what I mean? And so it feels like you can't win until when I walked into the Native Canadian Center here.
Yeah.
And asked to get a membership.
Yeah.
I brought a white friend, blonde, blue eyed, you know, very Canadian woman. And I was like, do you need any proof of my indigenousness? And she was like, I'm looking at your face. She's like, here's your membership. I was like, whoa, I'm seen? Beautiful. And I felt like that at powwow since. And I've gone here in Canada. I haven't gone to the South yet because that's a whole nother tour.
Yeah.
It's going to take probably months to go on.
Yeah.
But on my father's side, there is the 40 acres and a mule really happened on that side.
Yeah.
So there is 175 acres in Lamar, Mississippi, and everyone looks like me. And they've been able to build schools, theme this, that, you know, and it, there's a legacy. Those people pass land from mother to daughter.
Mm.
Whoa.
Matrilineal. You know?
Explains why my grandmother bought a house across the street from my grandfather.
Right.
She's like, I can't do this with y'all. You know, a lot of things made sense. And then you start digging and you start reading some books, like the one that is currently covered on Netflix, that movie, The Harder They Fall.
Yes.
And I read that book a few years ago. It's called Black Indians, and all those characters are in it. And they talk about how they were half Cherokee, and they went all the way down to Mexico or the Caribbean and came back up. Like, lots of travel was happening. So many of us are. And I'd go to do hair at an African wedding, you know, or a Nigerian wedding. And they'd look at me like, you better sit your Indian ass down. This is our dance. I'm like, rightfully so. My bad. Then I'd look in the mirror and say, oh, my God, I see what they see now.
Right.
Right. But your existence is, I must push how African I am.
Mm-hmm.
But to an African person, they're like, you're mixed, right? First to point it out. Right. That was hard for me to swallow. I'm like, mixed? What is mixed in North America?
Yeah.
Because people tell you you're black if you're 1/8 black.
Yeah. One drop of black blood.
Oh, 1/8, right?
1/8, right.
And I didn't hear the N-word until I moved to Canada. You know, a lot of people think you hear it in the States because it's in the hip-hop music, but I'm older than that.
Mm-hmm.
No. You live in a border town. Detroit's right there. People from Windsor work there. They go to Detroit, they come home. Some of them are racist.
Right.
And they have kids.
Yeah.
So me coming over for a book report is not necessarily ideal for them.
Wow.
Right?
Boy.
It's just interesting, the perspectives of things. I'm here in Toronto and I'm outnumbered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's of a Caribbean descent, of African descent, you know, of South American descent. And that's beautiful. And I love that about Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
As far as me and my culture, I can stick to my family.
Yeah.
You know, but I need to go back home quite often, especially for my children. I want them to see a black city. I want them to see the street sweeper is black. So's the limo driver. So's the lady in the back of the limo. They need to see all of it, you know, very important for me. So my kids need to know who they are. So if anyone calls them something, they laugh.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. You're not talking to me. You know what I mean?
You don't know nothing about me.
Shit. You know?
just in case you're tuning in for the first time this evening, we are speaking to Shashu Dawkins, and I am just like traveling the universe with this conversation. Like, I'm enlightened and like confused and like want more information, but there's only an hour and a half, so we have to like take a break and play some music and pay some bills. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Coming so I need to see another day. All I think about if I was just to run away, would I come back to love you? No. I don't wanna change the world. I only wanna stop pretending. What you say? Come again. What you say? Come again now. Nothing left to do but let it burn. I only
what you say, come again now. All around my hometown, they tried to chop me down, but the truth shall not forsake you. Take me up to higher ground. And you,
Yes, we're back one final time this evening before we wrap it up. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and my guest this evening is an amazing person. This is the first time that we've actually had live conversations, so I'm just absorbing everything. Her name is Shashu Dawkins. She's a Reiki master and a teacher. She is a multidimensional, energetic, intuitive healer, teacher, and practitioner. And her company, Shashu Universe, is what Shashu created through her Black Indigenous roots to create jewelry and experiences for peace and spiritual growth of all Black people, because healing is for everyone. Shashu, I can't state how much it's been a joy just to talk to you and listen to your experiences this evening.
It's been a pleasure. It's really fun.
I'm really glad you got over whatever nervousness so that we could talk.
Yeah. No, like, no, I'm saying, okay, we're good.
Like I was saying in the break, you know, like, for someone who is nervous, you got a lot to say and you don't sound nervous saying it. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I had, because we do have to wrap up the show because there's only a limited amount of time, but I do have like one more question, because we had spoken about this briefly during the break. You said there's different styles of Reiki.
Yes.
And you mentioned that there's an Egyptian style as well as Reiki.
Yeah.
Could you talk to us a little bit about that?
It's called Sekhem, and I practice that as well. I'm just about to embark on becoming a master teacher of that form. Sekhem, well, let's start with Reiki. Yusui Reiki is taught in 4 degrees. So first degree, second degree, third degree. And then, you know, so you're taking Reiki, then you're a Reiki practitioner, Reiki master, and then Reiki master teacher is fourth degree.
Right.
Sekhem is taught to Reiki masters because, you know, you're attuned to 4 symbols with Reiki. With Sekhem, you're attuned to, I think, 16 more.
Okay.
And that's a lot of memory work to do. A lot of things come up with Sekhem. It works with divine feminine energy. Mm-hmm. And people forget that divine feminine is identify, destroy, clear. Then love and compassion.
What
people
really
forget that about the divine feminine. They think it's meadows and rainbows and running naked in the field, but no.
Okay.
Most goddess energies that are seen as the divine feminine have some destructive qualities, in that it's a forest fire and then the new buds come up.
Right.
It's like Mother Sekhmet. She left blood in the street. She destroyed, but she is also the goddess of healing.
Right.
And Kuan Yin, who is the lioness goddess, she changed form from masculine to feminine many times, and she is immense courage, love, and compassion.
Right.
And so we're working with those two energies, and it can make your Reiki and healing experience quite powerful in that your homework basically as the receiver of the energy is like 3 weeks of self-care.
Mm.
Because it instantly elevates your frequency. You can't come back down. You know, a lot of us have that fear that we'll fall back down into the doldrums. Yeah. It won't allow you to. It'll be physically hard to do, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know how you can look at a text from someone or a movie poster and get a physical feeling about it? You're like, nah, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sekhem can make that happen with many things that aren't working in your resonance in any way. Like I said, alcohol. Anyone who's, I've had clients who smoked weed to smoke weed, not, mm-hmm. not for this reason or that reason. It's just, I need a blunt first thing in the morning all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And respect that, you know, do what you got to do, but make sure, you know, you listen to me when I say don't have any before you come, because when you try again that night after you've had a Sekhem treatment, this has happened with many of my clients. They're like, I guess the Reiki worked, but I was nauseous when I tried to smoke a blunt. I'm like, oh, so the Reiki worked. Great.
There's a reason why you were nauseous.
Because energetically, something had to shift for you to be, you were feeling like you needed more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you need too much of, you're compensating for something, right?
Right.
I'm exhausted. I want more caffeine.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, that's going to exhaust me even more.
Indeed.
You know? And so with clients who come every 3 weeks or every month, I'd say they're clearing things on a massive level.
Mm-hmm.
And I write down each session, and it's such an honor to see how far people have come.
Yeah.
You know, the relationships that they've built or forgiven, say with a parent or a friend or whatever. You know, you receive the energy, the healing or the Reiki, and your surroundings do as well. Right? Indeed. People think it's just you that's receiving, but it something softens with you to the point where your pets probably roll on their back when you come in the room, because you're zen. You've calmed down. Everything's been lifted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're embodying more light, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel more zen talking to you right now. You know, we're coming down to the end of the show, and you do have a business. And
I do.
You're very selective about who you work with. But if someone is interested in getting in contact with you, what are the best ways for them to touch base with you?
Well, we've got Instagram, so I'm Shashuniverse on Instagram. And that's where I've concentrated Reiki and jewelry and energy readings or whatever. And I'm Shashu Hair on Instagram, so you can see some of the hair I've done. I've been doing hair for about 28 years now.
Right.
So any new clients I have are stoked that I'm a Reiki master. So that's what's next for me. I want to integrate Reiki with the hair services while your color's processing, or while you're getting a treatment, you're also getting an energy tune-up.
Right.
Which I'm finding a lot of my clients are wanting now.
Mm-hmm.
They really are sensitive to vibes, and they're like, I don't want anyone with bad vibes on my hair or near me. So that's great, because I'm on the same train.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Reiki, I'm there Mondays and Tuesdays. I share an office with someone, and then the rest of the week I'm in the salon. And sometime between then, I'm making jewelry that is Reiki'd. I Reiki the jewelry as well. So you're getting good vibes with that stuff too.
Yes. And I have a few of your pieces as well. One that I still need to send you for repairs.
Yes. Because you wore it during work.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I get it. I have clients. I will make it more sturdy in case you're breakdancing and stuff.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. Lots of gratitude. I hope that someone out there in Radio Land, hears this and is inspired or is just a little bit happier at the end of their day for having listened to you. We do. It's the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please just check out Shashu Universe on Instagram, Shashu Hair on Instagram. You'll be able to get in touch. She's very, very she's very accessible. She might not respond right away, but
I try. You know what, let me give my email address too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people can spell shashu.seitu@gmail.com. So that's my email address. It's there best you go. To reach me at.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for this conversation this evening. I don't know what else to say.
You are most welcome. This was so much fun. This was great.
And hopefully you'll be doing more of this kind of interviews in the future as you get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We've been speaking to Shashu Dawkins, who is a multidimensional energetic intuitive healer, teacher, and practitioner, and so much more. Please do go check her out on social media. We are at the end of the show. We're here every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and you have been listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good shame, we matter though. Fuck your shame, we still matter home. Fuck your shame, we matter though. Standing up for kings, Black Lives Matter though.
We be protecting our kings, yeah, we be out here protecting the king, huh? We be protecting our kings, yeah, we be out here protecting the king. Black Panther, that's black vibes. Black Panther got black wives. Black Panther got black ties. Black Panther, we black rising. We be protecting our kings, yeah, we be out here protecting the king, huh? We be protecting our kings, yeah, we be out here protecting the king. Black Panther, that's black vibes. Black Panther got black wives. Black Panther got black ties. Black Panther, we black rising. King with the Q, queen with the K. Whatever your preference, just say the name. When he come home, then I'm his relief. If you come for his dome, then I'm in the streets. Still smoke, but I won't chill. Your jokes seem all too real. You choke when I say the feels. And now you're soaked cause you see my fears. We need to get the focus on melanin popping. Instead of melanin's dropping. Black men, we see your worth. We built an army, so just say the word.
Cause shame, we matter for you. Fuck your shame, we still matter for you.
We be protecting our kings, yeah, we be out here protecting the king, huh? We be protecting our kings, yeah, we be out here protecting the king. Black Panther, that's black vibes.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Polo and Pan, Cyclorama Tour. Polo and Pan. December 11th, Place Belle. One night only in Montreal. Get tickets now at evenco.ca. Polo and Pan, Cyclorama Tour.
Since we've been talking about it for over a year, and you probably already know anyway, we've decided not to say it this time. So we're not going to tell you again that to protect yourself from COVID-19, you should wash your... And we certainly won't repeat once more that you should wear a... Or most importantly, that we must keep our... from others. Because you already know this is the best way to fight the virus, even when you're vaccinated, let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.